Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yesterday, I was going through some websites, and Barstool's one I look at. And they had this interesting conundrum, survey, whatever. Yeah, I did say conundrum there for a second. Who has the best job in television? And there are some of the nominees. I want you to just listen to some of them, because I know there are shows. It's not sports people for the most part. I think this is tied in with...
This is across all of television.
All of television. I mean, and they have some qualifications here, because I think, you know, because Tony Romo is getting $17 million, that was one of the reasons they looked at it. Jeff Probst, Survivor, 80 days of filming, 97% on an island for $4 million a year. Okay?
Okay.
Chris Harrison, The Bachelor, 160 days of filming. Now, he has more shows because The Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, etc. $8 million per year. That's of 2019. Alex Trebek, 46 days a year. 12 hours and 5 episodes a day is basically what it is.
They only tape 46 days a year?
That's what it says right here. $10 million per year.
I'm astounded. So wait, go back to the breakdown again. How many?
Said 46 days a year, which is roughly 12 hours and 5 episodes a day.
Wow. That's weird.
Mm-hmm. Judge Judy, 62 days a year, roughly 5 days a month, $47 million a year.
Okay.
So she probably, you know, if you're going by the money. Tony Romo is mentioned here, $17 million a year, 18 to 20 works a year, 18 to 20 weeks a year, 16 to 19 games.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a pretty good gig, right?
He does more than 16. He does at least 17. Well, he does 17 weeks during the regular season because the bye week doesn't affect them.
Well, it says 16 to 19. Whatever. Yeah. Because he takes off a week, remember, to play golf.
Oh, that's right.
Pat Sajak, 48 days a year, 6 shows a day, $15 million a year. There you go. There's your list.
What about Vanna?
They don't have Vanna in here.
But, well, I mean, I'm just saying, if Vanna does less work than Pat does.
Yeah, but she still has to be there.
No, I understand that, but she never has to open her mouth.
Right.
She literally just walks back and forth, touches letters, and that's it.
Right.
Well, I would eliminate Probst because I love Probst. He's a great, but you're away from home for,
I know.
What'd you say, 100 days a year at least? Plus, they got to do promotional stuff as well.
Correct. 80 days of filming for Survivor.
But, I mean, you're gone for... Survivor lasts 39 days, mm-hmm. each one. So you're gone from, if you have wife and kids, whatever, for 40 days at a time.
Right.
I'm out.
It's tough with the kids, because if you're just married, if the wife can travel, that's pretty sweet.
I'm going with
Yeah, but some of the places they go are, well, they're exotic places.
Yeah.
I don't know how nice the hotels necessarily are on some of these islands.
I go with like either Sajak, Judge Judy, or Trebek. Less work, more money.
I go with Romo. I mean, you fly in on a Saturday, you fly out Sunday night, so it's 17 weekends a year. The rest of the time, you do whatever you want.
I know, but it's you still have to go in early, show prep and all that thing. I think...
So you're looking for the least amount of work and the most money possible.
Well, no, not just that. I mean, my skill set, I think I'd believe it or not.
Well, I'm not, but it's not even necessarily about your skill set.
Okay.
Like, I don't think I could host Survivor. I don't think I could host Jeopardy or
I think I could host Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune better than I could be a color analyst for a CBS football game of the week.
Oh, well, Stoney, that kind of eliminates a lot of jobs then.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Well,
CBS would never hire me to be the color commentator for CBS.
Well, I don't think Merv Griffin Productions are hiring either one of us to do Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy either.
All right. Well, so what's the, I guess, what's the topic then?
Well, what's the best job? What job would you want to have? That's what it is.
See, before you started, I thought we were talking about sports when you first listed off the topic.
Okay.
No, that's fine. No, you can do any other job as well. Like my initial thought was Jim Nance, because Jim Nance literally does, I haven't seen every CBS broadcast, but like, for example, last week there was a couple Sunday games and I thought for sure, well, Nance will make his debut. No, I think he makes his debut on Saturday of the Big Ten tournament, right? Is that usually when we first hear from him?
I think it might be the Michigan State Ohio State game this Sunday. It's usually the last window of the CBS game. It's like, hey guys, Jim Nance here.
Jim Nance, Grant Hill, and Bill Raftery will be there for the
Right, they're getting their warm up in.
So he swoops in. He does the NCAA tournament and the Big Ten tournament. Then he does the Masters. He does have a pretty busy golf schedule. I mean, CBS does carry a lot of tournaments, and he's at every single one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously the football season. So it's a fair amount of work.
Yeah.
But he also has a front row seat to all these great events.
True.
I mean, it sounds like, you know, I think when we had him on, we probably asked him this. Every time I've heard him interviews, always, what's your favorite event? And he goes, well, you know, there's nothing quite like Augusta, but there's nothing like the NCAA. But he always says the NFL is the best because he knows the most people are watching.
Right. Jim Nance would be a good one.
That'd be a very good one.
I was thinking somebody like Joe Buck would be a great one, but it's, do you want to do all the baseball and all? It's a lot of work.
I don't know how much baseball he does, though. Does he still do? He doesn't work for the Cardinals anymore. He used to work for the Cardinals. Does he do as many Fox games as he used to?
Not as many, but he still does quite a few. He does golf now, too.
Just one tournament, doesn't he?
I think they have two of them. I think they do.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I thought it was just the U.S. Open.
They do the U.S. Women's and the U.S. Amateur, too. I know,
but is that him? I feel like they hand that out to somebody else.
I think it is.
I mean, I didn't realize that Jeopardy was shot over 46 days.
I know. That's why it's...
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
And there's always variety to it. Like, I think part of my decision would have to do with like a boredom factor, you know? What's your pick?
I would not pick Jeopardy. I would be too nervous that I would mess up those clues. Like, you have to know how to say things properly, and I wouldn't be able to do that. I would mess it up as I'm reading them, and then I'd have to reshoot.
Exactly. They have editors.
I think I could definitely do Pat Sajak's job, without a doubt. But if I had to pick something to do on TV, I'd like to be an E! News host. I want to talk about celebrity gossip and things like that. Not based on how hard they work or how much money they make, but just what I'd want to do. But yeah, I would do probably Pat Sajak's job. It's pretty easy. He doesn't do anything. T? Yes, there are three T's.
Yeah.
Susie, your turn. Spin.
Actually, given, you know, you talked about our skill set, I would want it to PTI. That would be the best. A half hour a day with a staff of producers constantly putting together new segments and things like that.
I mean, people don't realize how much producing is done on those shows.
But they're great at what they do.
Oh,
don't get me wrong.
They're fabulous.
And nobody can
them.
Replace them. Like, whenever one of them is off, I don't care about the show. I feel like in the little channel guide on your cable, it should say
Frank Isola.
I'm out. I only want Tony and Mike. That's all I want. 248-539-9797, ticket text 97136. A lot of response to who has the best job on TV, or if you could have any of the jobs on TV, which one would it be and why? I mean, selfishly, just based on my interests, I'd say Chris Fowler.
Oh, yeah,
college football and tennis. So he goes to the best college football games in the country all season long, does the semifinal, does the national championship game, promptly flies off to Australia for a couple weeks. Then he goes to Wimbledon. Then he goes to the U.S. Open. And I think that's it.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's it. I don't. You know, I never see Fowler on anything else.
He doesn't have to do Scholastic Sports America anymore.
He does not. He does not do the ESPN Sports Century or anything like that.
No.
So.
That's a good one. How about Brian Gumbel? Like once a week, maybe, whatever.
Oh, my God.
You just show up and you jot notes down and lead into pieces.
What does he make?
I have no idea.
He must make a ton of money.
I don't know.
He's been doing it forever.
I know.
Yeah.
Steve Harvey, hands down, I believe he makes between $8 and $10 million a year for a fun and easy game show.
I disagree with that. I think Steve Harvey, much like Heather Park, has 30 jobs.
He does. He's got a lot of different jobs.
He's like the Black Ryan Seacrest.
Yes. Yeah, he does. Because he does Family Feud.
He does. He had the Steve Harvey show. And then he hosted like Big Shots, the little kids, the kids show that have talent.
Does he still do a radio show? He used to have a radio show in the morning. I don't know if he still does it or not.
Only losers do morning radio.
That's true.
He does the pageants.
Yes, well, he did.
Now he's doing Geico commercials. I mean, he's doing all kinds of things.
But they are fun jobs. I do agree with that.
I like this one. Ryan Armani has the best job on TV. All he does is go to festivals, drink free liquor, then goes back to the station and chat with Amy Andrews and Dina Senafani.
That's not true. That is not Ryan Armani's job, number one. Number two, I know for a fact that if you want Armani's job, and he loves his job and he's great at it, I think he gets up at like 2:30 every morning or earlier. So you want that gig, morning TV, like we get up early to do morning radio, but we can look like
slops.
We look.
Mm-hmm.
Morning TV, it's like, no. You got to be all
gussied up.
All gussied up, Heather. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Look at the travels for this guy and what he gets to see. There may be a lot of work, but Mike Tirico has a great job. There might be a lot of work.
Tirico's got a great gig. Job, yes. But he's so good at it. I mean, I know we rave about him because he is. He's so good at it. But I mean, say this about Tirico too. The guy does his homework.
Oh yes.
Because no matter what he's doing, what he's calling, he makes it seem like he is an
expert,
total expert on it. I don't know. You know, we have Mike on the show sometimes, and he's great. I would love to know, like, personally, does he miss ESPN just in terms of the variety? Like, I know he loves college basketball. He doesn't get to do college basketball anymore. I know he loves the NFL. He still gets to do some NFL.
Yeah.
Yeah. He obviously does the Notre Dame games. I'm sure he loves doing the Olympics. I know he loves tennis, and he obviously misses out on that although he gets to go to the French Open.
He still does golf.
Still does golf, yeah.
And he does some hockey. And he likes hockey.
But he doesn't do golf play-by-play. He does golf hosting, right?
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about this one? And I like this premise, but I think his numbers are a little low. Ernie Johnson, $300,000, and gets to work with Shaq and Charles on a comedy sports set. I believe I would guess that Ernie Johnson makes a lot more than $300,000 a year.
Ernie Johnson's great.
He is.
Great guy, too. If you ever watched that, I think it was Real Sports that profiled him and his son.
Yeah, he's amazing. And I know a friend who used to work at Turner, and he was just a delight to be around.
I was sitting, this is a name drop, I was sitting next to Ernie Johnson at a Pistons playoff game.
I think, yes.
And I was very under the weather, and I should not have been there, and I was just miserable. And he looked at me, and he goes, "You look like you need a cough drop." And I said, "That'd be great, Ernie." And he handed me like a Ricola. I was like, that was really nice.
Why wasn't he sitting next to Dokic last night?
I don't know. But I mean, much like I shouldn't have been there, Dokic shouldn't have been there as well. Best job, Larry David. Already a gazillionaire. Everybody loves Curb Your Enthusiasm. They improvise most of the dialogue, so writing isn't as time-consuming. Just show up and be funny. If you've ever heard him interviewed, though, or read an interview by him, he is a truly, I don't want to say miserable, but he...
He is what he is on the air, on a show.
But he obsesses about success. And so I've heard him say, the moment he finishes a season of Curb, he's already worried about the next season. So he likes success, but he fears success because he always worries about what the next step is, you know? Even though he's been, you know, what's his batting average? 930?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he just is successful at everything he does, but he still fears what the next thing is going to be. Barkley or Shaq inside the NBA. They seem to have a lot of fun. But again, they do work a lot.
Yes.
A lot of hours, a lot of late nights. And they're on, what, twice a week during the NBA season usually?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, guys. Meteorologist. You can be wrong 100% of the time and never be fired. That's just so cruel. Poor meteorologists.
I know.
They work their tails off.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
I want Vanna White's job. She makes $10 million a year and she doesn't even have to flip the letters anymore.
That's right.
She just has to touch them.
Good point. Yes.
She just has to touch them. But she was interviewed on CBS Sunday Morning News this week. And she made the point that while it is obviously easier, it cuts down... The amount of time of production, it cuts down by hours.
Oh, really?
Think about it. Like, on the current Wheel of Fortune, they just have a bunch of TV screens. So they put a new puzzle up, they just reprogram the TV screens. Whereas in the olden one, there was the physical letters.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd have to take out a letter, put in a letter, and the actual putting the puzzle together. You know how long she's been touching the screens?
25 years.
Yeah, pretty nailed it. I thought it only seemed relatively recently, but she did it in like 2007 or 2008.
How about this one from Jake in Sterling Heights? Matthew Barry. He gets paid to talk about fantasy football and never has to be right.
I love the never has to be right thing. He, in the prime of his time, though, he's on nonstop.
I know.
And he does a web show that I don't know how many people watch. And you work for ESPN. I would love to know how all that stuff's coordinated, but you know, you got to be on ESPN radio at this time and this time and this time, and then you got to be on Golic and Wingo, and you got to be on First Take.
And you're on call probably like a doctor for breaking news.
Right. Yeah. Did you ever see that story about Schefter, right? Adam Schefter, where he had the ESPN bought him a car, not a car, got him a driver.
Okay.
Because they wanted him to constantly be plugged in and not distracted. So he's like, cool. So that way he has two phones, and he's that way he can monitor both of his phones all the time. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yes.
All right. It's 8:59 on 97.1 The Ticket. We are going to go now to Tony Ortiz with a sports update in the next hour. Yes, Tony. Yes, Tony.
Oh, I've got one name for you real fast. Bill Walton. He does nothing except one game a week.
He does more than that, I think.
I think he does two.
Two?
He does like a Saturday Pac-12 game as well.
We doubled his workload. But otherwise than that, where do you see Bill Walton? And he makes a ton of money doing what he does. And sometimes he actually talks about the game.
He is funny as hell.
He is.
You know what's weird about Bill Walton? When he first started, you know, obviously he was well known for having a speech impediment.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got over it. When he was like a mainstay on NBC basketball. Like him and NBA. Steve Snapper Jones.
Yep.
And he was a very serious announcer. I mean, not totally serious. Like, he would make these grand, this is the dumbest call I've ever seen.
Right.
But now he's just like, it's like a trip, man. I mean, you're like, he must have smoked some serious stuff.
Him and Pash are really good.
They're
together.
A real good team, yes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.